Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character build show, Revertix. My name is Ian Abraham Gobo. I am the Director of Administration at the River State Waste Management Agency, RIWAMA. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesowike, the initiator of Revertix.
Greetings to the great people of River State. Congratulations on the successful celebration of our state's Golden Jubilee anniversary. Welcome to another episode of Revertix, our character building weekend show. In the course of the Golden Jubilee celebration, it became apparent to one and all that our dear River State has come of age and has the full potential of a world-class state. In this episode, we shall discuss the significance of a sustainable environment in the light of the United Nations World Environment Day coming up on Monday, the 5th of June 2017. We need a clean, decent and healthy environment for our people and our state to thrive economically and socially. Talking about responsibility to the environment, there is a simple word of wisdom that parents tell their children early in life, and it says, "You never know what you have until you clean your room." This advice is still good for both children and adults today when it comes to maintaining the environment. A healthy environment is fundamental to life, good health, and economic growth in any society. That is why the United Nations set aside June the 5th as the World Environment Day to draw the attention of individuals, corporations, institutions, communities, states and countries to the importance of sustainable environmental practices. World Environment Day is a day for everyone, everywhere. Since it began in the year 1972, global citizens have organized thousands of events from neighborhood cleanups to action against wildlife crime to replanting forests. Connecting people to nature is the theme for World Environment Day 2017, and it implores us to get outdoors and into nature to appreciate its beauty and its importance, and to take forward the call to protect the earth that we share. This year's theme invites us to think about how we are part of nature and how intimately we depend on it. It challenges us to find fun and exciting ways to experience and cherish this vital relationship. I note that most people live on this planet as if they have another one to go to. The more patriotic thing is to take care of the environment and try to live sustainably. We must always remember that we did not inherit the environment from our ancestors. Rather, we borrow it from our children, and as such, have a responsibility to return it better and more improved as a legacy to the younger generation. It is noteworthy that the environment suffers neglect and disregard because many people don't put environmental issues in the right perspective. Someone pointed out a simple analogy that if trees were to give free Wi-Fi, planting of trees will be a craze. However, trees give us the oxygen we breathe, which is more important than Wi-Fi. But how many people find it necessary to plant trees? Let us make a commitment to connect positively with the environment in more sustainable ways as we celebrate World Environment Day this year, 2017. Our guest speaker today, Mr. Abraham Gobo, is the Director of Administration, River State Waste Management Agency, and he will be discussing how to effectively connect and enjoy the environment while observing sustainable practices and global environment standards. Please enjoy this episode and don't forget to put its lessons to good use. Our dear people of River State, always remember to let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be
sincere. The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I am Ian Abraham Gobo, your host for today. I'll be speaking on the special program for World Environment Day 2017 celebration. This year, 2017, the theme of the World Environment Day is connecting people to nature. And this special edition, Reef Ethics, is in commemoration of this year's World Environment Day celebration. First, let me start by informing our listening public on the brief history behind the designation and setting aside of a day to mark the World Environment Day. The World Environment Day was designated by the United Nations General Assembly in 1972 on the first day of United Nations Conference on Human Environment, resulting from discussions on the integration of human interactions and the environment. 2 years later, the first World Environment Day was held with the theme, Only One Earth. The World Environment Day is the biggest annual event for positive environmental action and is marked on the 5th of June every year. This has remained the United Nations' principal vehicle for encouraging worldwide awareness and action for the protection of our common environment. The World Environment Day has grown to become a global platform for public outreach with the participation from over 143 countries annually. Each year, the World Environment Day has a new theme that major corporations, NGOs, communities, governments, and celebrities worldwide adopt to advocate environmental causes. It is in view of the importance of the environment to all of us that Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike deemed it very important to bring to fore this year's celebration on this program, Reef Ethics, as a way of drawing the attention of our people, in particular to this year's theme, Connecting People to Nature. According to the United Nations, this year's theme, Connecting People to Nature for the Environment, implores us to get outdoors and into nature to appreciate its beauty and its importance and to take forward the call to protect the earth that we all share. This year's theme invites you to think about how we are part of nature and how intimately we depend on it. It challenges us to find fun and exciting ways to experience and cherish this vital relationship. There are indeed two ways we can be part of nature. Firstly, by getting out to meet with nature, that is, going on expeditions. And secondly, by bringing nature close to our living environment, creating natural environments within our cities. In these regards, His Excellency the Executive Governor of River State, Chief Barrister Yusum Ezenwanwike, has shown the way in developing a world-class park, the Port Harcourt Pleasure Park. The park is quite in line with the theme of this year's World Environment Day, Connecting People to Nature, and the project is commendable. With the Pleasure Park as a leading in this direction, we expect that the private sector will take advantage of the beautiful nature God has bestowed us, particularly in River State, to develop more outdoors facilities that can connect people to their nature. Let us understand what we mean by nature. The Online Etymology Dictionary, in its synthesis, identifies the word nature as derived from the Latin word natura, or essential qualities, innate disposition, and literally means birth. Natura, being a Latin translation of the Greek word physis, which correlates with plants, animals, and other features of the world as developing of their own accord. River State is so blessed to have in abundance some of the best of nature's endowments in our environment, and therefore leaves us to connect with it so as to enable us derive all the benefits of nature. In River State, God has bestowed us with the following: petroleum and natural gas, hydrocarbon, tropical rainforest, the flora and fauna around us, the aquatic and marine life, heavy rainfall, and even the beautiful sunlight. At this point, it is important to note that humans are an integral part of nature, hence the need for humans to remain connected to the very essence of their existence, as highlighted by the theme of this year's World Environment Day. Let us go for a short break at this point. We'll be right back.
Don't throw your garbage all over the place. Don't do that. Don't do that. To be clean is to be healthy. A healthy state is a happy state. Let's not make River State a dirty state. No, we can't do that. Why should we do that? Make it your daily habit. Let's all be clean.
Stay clean at all times. Dirt breeds disease. Dispose of your garbage properly. There are dustbins everywhere where all rubbish should be dumped. But please, don't throw rubbish in the gutter. We want to build a healthy state where all can live healthier, happier lives.
If you take this advice you've been given, you'll be happy, really living a healthier and longer.
Welcome back. We are on to Reef Ethics again, and we are speaking on the theme for the World Environment Day 2017, Connecting People to Nature. Like I did mention earlier, God in His infinite wisdom gave us this beautiful environment to nurture, to be a source of resources and for our pleasure. However, the various activities of man have not always been so friendly and unfavorable to the very nature man is expected to care for, benefit from, and to enjoy. It is essential, therefore, that people find a connection to these God-given endowments within their environment and utilize it in such a way that it will be sustainable. A lot has to be done to get to this point, and this is where every person must get involved in either taking care of nature, benefiting from its endowments, or enjoying its resources. Let us briefly look at some of the ways we connect to nature itself. We can connect to nature by keeping our environment clean and tidy. We can also go out, reach out to nature by collecting flowers and using them as air fresheners in our homes. Again, we can enjoy walking with barefoot at the beach, in swamps, and on grass. We can connect to nature by just sitting under shady trees for fresh air in the evenings or even at night. We can embark on walking rather than riding in cars where possible. We can also connect to nature by planting some plants in our living environment, in our bedrooms, in our living spaces. As much as possible, we can also eat food and fruits that are organic and are ready for eating in their natural state without being processed. We can enjoy bathing in natural springs, streams, and rivers. We can also take vacation trips to resorts and reserves as against the usual city outbreaks in the hustle and bustle of major cities around the world. We can also connect to nature by taking some time to moonbeam and stargaze, sitting in open air at night. We can allow lots of natural sunlight and breeze into our homes. We can also visit the wildlife park and zoos around us. Again, we can connect to nature by getting involved in farming. We can also make use of natural oils, soaps, and perfumes rather than the chemicalized cosmetics. Let us look at some of the importance of cleanliness of our natural environment. This program will not be complete without the mention of the importance of cleanliness of our natural environment as a way of connecting people to nature. God, at the beginning, entrusted man with the responsibility of caring for the natural environment in which he placed man. In our holy book, the Bible, Genesis chapter 2 verse 15, it clearly states that, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it." This is the major role given to man by the Creator to ensure that man's natural environment remains sustainable. It is difficult today to say that man has kept this command without defaults. The devastating effects of our creeks by oil exploration and pollution of our natural air much recently should always remind us all of the God-given responsibility to every one of us. Also, the arbitrary disposal of waste in our drains and canals and along our major roads does not portend that we are caring for our environment. Rather, getting connected to nature, we are getting ourselves disconnected. Little wonder why today we are confronted with so much natural disasters like earthquakes, tsunami, volcanic eruptions, global warming, to mention but a few. Having highlighted on some of the dangers of not caring and connecting with nature, it is important that we conclude with a few tips on how to care for our environment in River State. Well, at this point, let's go for a short break, and when we come back, we take the few tips on connecting, on caring for our environment.
Oil is gift from God. Therefore, money accruing from oil is a gift. But alas, this is some gift you can wake up one morning and not find. Real wealth is what you have worked for, and through a solid foundation, it's there always for you to tap from. Now, what's it gonna be? Idleness and dependence on oil wealth, or hard work so you can reap the fruit of your labor? There can be no substitute for hard work. No way. Stop lazing around. Contribute your quota so we can make River State a haven for all. That's the best legacy we can leave for our children. You heard me right. Do not say you were not told. Hard work. There's nothing like it.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0813-807-5881, 0803-782-1189, 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, with support from Nigeria's Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Thrive Ethics on radio, and I am Ian Abraham Gobo, the Director of Administration at RIWAMA, River State Waste Management Agency. So far, we've been speaking on the theme for this year's World Environment Day celebration, connecting people to nature. At this point, let's share some tips on caring for our environment, particularly in River State. We can care for our environment by ensuring that we keep our homes, offices, and surroundings very clean. We can also ensure that we collect all wastes from our homes in bin bags and pack them properly for disposal in refuse bins. We can ensure that we stop disposing of plastics, bottles, and cans in our drains, as most of our drains have turned to collection points for these non-biodegradable materials. We can ensure that we practice recycling, reuse, and reduce of waste that we generate on a daily basis. We should have trees and grasses planted around our homes, offices, and living environments. We should stop the disposal of refuse on the medians of our beautiful roads. We should endeavor to cut down overgrown bushes, grasses, and trees that might threaten or be disastrous to our living environment. We should ensure not to litter our roads with waste from moving vehicles. We must stop the crude refining of petroleum, what we call coal fire now, because of the associated health hazards. We must stop the dangerous discharge of chemicals into our rivers so that we can continue to enjoy nature's endowment of the marine, fishes, and other seafoods. While the list is non-exhaustive, let me remind us all once more to get outdoors and into nature, to appreciate its beauty and its importance, and to take forward the call to protect the earth that we all share. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReefEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast by 12 noon to 12:30 in the afternoon on Sundays. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM, 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. and a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 11:30 to 12 in the afternoon. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812-8075-881, 0803-7821-189, 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.